it's Randy Miles, and I am in the studio with Velvet Force. How are you?
I am fine, Randy. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited that you're here because you reached out to me a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And we were talking, you know, you were talking to me online about your music and you wanted to come in and have a conversation with me. And I got a chance to meet you and your husband when you came in, but you stopped me in my tracks with your testimony.
Yes.
And, you know, first and foremost, you have music out and you have this song called
Used to Be Me.
Used to Be Me. And the lyrics are just so powerful. We'll play it in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But you say used to be me because literally that is your life.
Yes.
What can you tell me briefly about how you came about to do gospel music?
Well, things were just heavy on my spirit. I was very convicted. And I was searching for my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I had a life-changing moment, and it just made me realize that you have this talent that I gave you. You don't use it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you need to put something positive out there.
Yeah.
You need to put some positivity to help bring people to me. That's what I thought I was hearing from God.
Yeah.
You need to bring people to me based on the things that have happened to you and that I saved you from.
You were saved from everything from abuse
yes.
to a life of crime.
Yes.
And that in itself is unusual for a woman.
Yes. I went through so much.
Yeah.
When I talk to people, I tell them, you can tell me anything, because a lot of people come to me and I'm like, you can tell me anything. I don't judge at all.
And it wouldn't be surprising.
I have been through just about everything.
Yeah.
So you can come to me with the safety and reassurance that I am for you.
Yeah.
I am for you and I'm rooting for you.
And that has to be gratifying for you. And also fulfilling God's promises that you can actually reach out to someone who may be going down the wrong path.
Yes.
And say, hey, I've been there. Let's look this way.
Yes. Because I didn't understand. You know, I didn't understand when I was growing up. A lot of things happened to me before I was 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I just didn't understand. As a child, you really don't see evil, and you don't see good. You just know things happen to you that are not right and that are painful.
Mm-hmm.
And that may create a bitterness in you as you grow older and a rebelliousness and
sure.
all kinds of things because you didn't really know how to handle that as a child.
Yeah.
So I went through all of that.
Right.
And so, you know, I consider myself a survivor.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah.
But it was all the grace of God that kept me sane
yeah.
and in my right mind, yeah. even though I was going through so much and I was making so many wrong decisions, that I am now able to still sit and glorify God and
yeah.
be thankful
yeah.
and be thankful. So anybody that's out there that's fighting anything, just know you've already won.
Ooh, come on.
The devil gonna come at you because that's his job.
Yeah,
his
right.
job is to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
And the more things you make it through, it just creates it better for you for later on.
Yeah, for you and for other people.
Yes.
That surround
that you.
You
can tell your testimony to.
Yeah, and
to
you
help
can
all
tell
of them.
When someone is, ugh. I mean, you know, God gives you the ability to see a person for
yes.
who they are as well.
I feel like when people like see me and then when they get to know me and they find out my story, they're like, oh, well, you know, they're not trying to be, like, insulting to me. They say, well, I mean, if it can happen for you, it can definitely happen
Come
for me.
On.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can. Well, tell me a little bit about Used to Be Me. And this is your testimony.
Yes. I wrote that from the heart and from experience.
Yeah.
This isn't something, these aren't just lyrics that were written and, you know, just put something out there to be inspirational. These are actually things that happened to me. I'm coming from a place deep within my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the lyrics are just saying, this used to be me, but it's like, now I'm free.
Was born a go-getter, so I go get it.
in the studio with Velvet Force. You told me what your name, Velvet, how it came about.
Yes.
Tell everybody about that.
So my name is Velvet. That is my real name, my real first name. I was born with a veil over my face. Mm-hmm. So my mom named me Velvet.
Wow.
So and then the force came because I'm a force. I am a force.
Come on. You are a force to be reckoned with. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't want anybody to have seen you beforehand, mm-hmm. but you're still a force, and it's a different kind of force.
Yes.
I felt that immediately when I met you the first time, and I was like, you got to come back here.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Just, you know, explain what happened in your life. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you doing that. How can someone find you on social media and get a hold of Used to Be Me?
I am on everything as Velvet Force. Mm-hmm. Everything. And the song is available everywhere on all outlets. Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube, wherever you want to find me. I'm Velvet Force, and then the song is Used to Be Me.
Ooh, I just love that you came by and spent a little time with me. Y'all, get to know Velvet Force, because the more I talk to her, the more I learn, and I thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Randy. You are a blessing to everybody.